KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, sunny skies, 79 degrees. Looking for it to be sunny, hot, windy, and humid today, with a high around 98. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Hot and humid conditions with near-record temperatures will be in place over much of the state today, and heat indices will range anywhere from 95 to 105-plus degrees in this afternoon. And that means conditions are basically going to be uncomfortable for quite a few people, although not life-threatening unless there already are pre-existing health conditions. The National Weather Service says that the heat island effect will be most common in metropolitan areas. That's where the heat radiates up from all that concrete and increases the temperatures in cities and towns. And it will also affect persons who are more susceptible to heat and health-related problems, especially the elderly or those who have any pre-existing conditions. If you must work outside today, you want to try to do so in the early morning hours here or during the late evening hours as much as possible. Also, drink your plenty of water, wear loose, fit, and light-colored clothes. Rest when you feel the need to take a break and seek shade from time to cool off. Also, don't forget to check on the elderly and make sure that pets have adequate sources of water and shelter to prevent them from getting heat stress. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said one person was arrested on numerous charges following a traffic stop and pursuit late Saturday afternoon about 4 miles east of Red Oak. 25-year-old Miles Ryan Payne of Glenwood was cited for traveling 81 miles per hour in a 55 zone and failure to maintain control. Payne is also facing charges in Mills County, where he was wanted on warrants for theft in the first degree and arson in the second degree. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on the local charges pending extradition to Mills County. Officials say at around 3:50 p.m. Saturday, a pickup owned and operated by Payne was clocked for speeding westbound on 210th Street in Montgomery County. The deputy also observed the pickup swerving all over the road. Payne lost control of the vehicle, which crashed into the south ditch and sustained $5,000 damage. The man then took off on foot, but was apprehended by authorities before he could leave the scene. An accident just outside of Boone Saturday afternoon claimed the lives of two elderly Boone residents and injured two other people. The Iowa State Patrol reports an SUV driven by 15-year-old Daniel Peter of Ames was traveling west on Highway 30 and changing lanes to make a left-hand turn when the SUV was hit by a 2003 Humvee limousine driven by 43-year-old John Barker Jr. of Des Moines. The accident happened around 3:15 p.m. Saturday. Following the impact, the SUV left the road and rolled over, ejecting one passenger. The limo came to rest in the median. The patrol says 77-year-old Dorothy Peter of Boone died at the scene. 80-year-old Delbert Peter of Boone was flown by helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, where he died from his injuries. Officials say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Injured in the crash was 28-year-old Danielle Snook of Davenport and 24-year-old Lloyd Heiss of Guthrie Center. Both were flown by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The Des Moines Register said Sunday that Snook was in fair condition, while Heiss was listed in critical condition. The accident remained under investigation. A veterans health care network that serves Nebraska and western Iowa is planning to expand its mental health services. The Lincoln Star Journal reports the Nebraska Western Iowa health care system is planning to add more staff in Lincoln, Omaha, and at other locations. The 10% increase in staff comes as the VA prepares to deal with more cases of post-traumatic stress disorder and other problems. The region's health care system currently has 106 employees. Chief Psychologist Todd Fleischner said officials have not yet decided where all the new hires will be based, but he said the request for mental health providers is being fast-tracked. The hiring move will add 1,600 people nationwide. In other news, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall, and during their 5:15 session, the board will hear updates on the various capital improvement projects, including those pertaining to the park maintenance building, Sunnyside Park improvements, and Pellet Park playground equipment. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will provide an update on the Summer Rec Program registration numbers, the Schulberg Campground and Dog Park projects, the Eagle Scout Bench project at the Schulberg Rec area, and an agreement with the DNR for a boat ramp along with fall material for the area playgrounds. The board will also discuss the Trevor Fredrickson softball field scoreboard donation and approval, along with plans for Tuesday's Schulberg Rec area work day. Removal of asbestos is expected to slow the demolition of flood-damaged Tancher Auditorium in Iowa City. The 135,000-square-foot fine arts building and its surrounding complex were damaged by the 2008 flooding. A timetable calls for the project contract to be awarded by September and the demolition of Hancher, Boxman, and Clapp complex to be complete by August of 2013. Asbestos was commonly used for piping, insulation, and soundproofing, but experts say asbestos particles can cause lung cancer and other illnesses. Removal of it requires some special procedures. The university has been awarded $6.7 million in federal aid for tearing down Art Building East and the Hancher, Boxman, and Clapp complex. The replacement auditorium will be rebuilt uphill and north of the old building. A 38-year-old woman has been arrested, accused of theft and abuse of a dependent adult. Geraldine Reisner was arrested last week and faces two counts of second-degree theft and one of abuse of a dependent adult. Authorities say Reisner of Olwine had been working as a job coach for dependent adults when she worked at a business in Independence. The Buchanan County jailer said today that Reisner has left custody, and her case is not listed on the court system yet. No arrests have been reported in the slaying of an 18-year-old in Des Moines. Police say homicide investigators have talked to friends and relatives of Judy Vanlo. Fire department personnel who responded to the call at her residence Sunday night said she was dead at the scene. The cause of her death and other details haven't been released. Police in an eastern Iowa town are seeking more information about a shooting that put an 18-year-old man in the hospital. Burlington police said Saturday the shooting of 18-year-old Jorge Luis Sanders Galvez remained under investigation. Authorities say they were dispatched to the scene shortly before 9:30 p.m. on Friday. They say Sanders Galvez was suffering from a single gunshot wound but was responsive and conscious. The teen was taken to the Great River Medical Center in West Burlington. Burlington police say they're still looking for tips about the crime, and anyone with information should call their local police department or the Burlington Area Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous. A Mason City man has been arrested, accused of arson and other charges after a fire at his home in Mason City. Police say 23-year-old Bacig Cornelius was taken into custody Sunday morning. Besides arson, Cornelius faces charges of domestic assault and two drug counts. Police and firefighters were sent to the house at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Cornelius remains in custody. City officials in Waterloo are looking at a proposal that would protect domestic violence victims from being evicted from their homes. The Waterloo City Council is scheduled to consider the ordinance today at the request of the city's Human Rights Commission. The measure would prevent landlords from discriminating against victims of domestic violence, dating violence, or stalking. Such rules already apply to tenants who receive federal rental housing assistance. The Waterloo ordinance would cover market-rate housing. Waterloo Human Rights Commission Director Abraham Funches Jr. said it's designed to keep victims from losing their house due to the actions of a violent spouse. And authorities have arrested a Northern Iowa man on two child endangerment charges following the death of his 5-year-old daughter. Robert Valentine Jr. of Eagle Grove was charged with child endangerment resulting in death and child endangerment resulting in serious injury. 5-year-old Michaela Valentine died in January of 2011 from what authorities call abusive head trauma. Kara Krepser of Eagle Grove was sentenced to 50 years in prison in May after she pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for her role in the child's death. The girl was in Krepser's care when she suffered the injuries that led to her death. Michaela Valentine was the daughter of Robert Valentine Jr. and another woman, Michelle Moval. Taking a look now at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, U.S. stocks have been falling after the opening bell. As Europe's debt crisis roils markets despite the victory of a pro-Europe party in Greek elections, Spanish borrowing rates spiked today above levels that forced other countries to take bailouts. That means that bond investors fear that Spain will default on its debts. The leader of the party that finished first in yesterday's Greek election says he will continue efforts to build a broad coalition government, even though the second-placed radical left party is refusing to join in. The conservative New Democracy leader said he will try to engage as many parties as possible in the power-sharing effort. He says Greece, which is crippled with debt, is in immediate need of being governed. Egypt's ruling military council is promising to honor its pledge to turn power over to the newly elected president by the end of this month. Islamist candidate Mohamed Morsi claimed victory today in the country's first free presidential vote since the ouster of Hosni Mubarak 16 months ago. And the government has added 600,000 Toyota Camrys and other vehicles to an investigation of fires in power window switches. The probe now includes more than 1.4 million cars and SUVs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says power window switches on the driver's side doors of the Camrys can overheat and catch fire. So far, the problem has caused 161 fires and 9 injuries. The vehicles have not been recalled. News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Deborah Meisner Thomas, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Deb Meisner Thomas will be today at 11 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery just off South Olive Street in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Wigg, age 89, of Sheraton and formerly of Greenfield, died June the 10th. Funeral services for Robert Wigg will be held today at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Sheraton. The Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Sheraton has arrangements. Robert Blatt, age 86, of Elkhorn, died June the 11th at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Robert Blatt will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marvin Marine, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Marvin Marine will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Anna Schroeder, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Anna Schroeder will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Kenneth Thomas Kimmon, age 80, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A Mass of Christian burial service for Kenneth Kimmon will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ryan James Perdue, age 29, recently of Griswold, a former Red Oak resident, died Friday following an accident north of Stanton. Funeral services for Ryan Perdue will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. James Russell Thomas, age 68, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Jim Thomas will be held in Wisconsin at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. Brian Steffens, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Brian Steffens are pending with the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The Skyscan forecast is next.